You might think, being a savvy reader of these blogs, that anyone running for office, looking for a job, or applying for grants would know that in this post-Zuckerberg world we all live in, fudging on the facts of their resume would be a ticket to shame and humiliation. But apparently there are those who missed the memo. This guy Santos in New York, for instance, who won an election to be a U.S. representative, not only embellished his resume, he created a persona totally fictitious. Running in a district that had plenty of Jewish voters, he claimed he was Jewish. Now he admits he meant he was Jew-ish, not a real Jew. Slick, George. Very slick. Didn't go to college either, although he campaigned on his degrees. Said he was a successful business guy, worked for Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. Business-ish, I guess. Give the man credit. He should have been a novelist or a blog writer. Instead, he was drawn to politics, where, it should be noted, he succeeded. Like a few others, I might add, who have zero sense of shame and who, once elected, have no intention of stepping off. Thanks, Donald, once again. Okay, like the man said, you can fool some of the people all the time, and you can fool all of the people some of the time. But all you need is 51% on election day, or something like that. Santos is unrepentant, figures a little braggadocio on his background is no big deal. Democrats are calling for him to step down, and worst case, calling on the Republicans not to seat him in Congress. Something akin to admitting lying is wrong. Same folks who voted not to seat Joe Biden. But then, what do I know? I'm just a Pulitzer Prize-winning blog writer who graduated from Harvard and won a Silver Star in Vietnam, or that my glass business is in Forbes' top 500, and who's thinking about running for commissioner and possibly senator. Did I mention, too, that I'm Christian-ish? Just testing the waters.